Noel Canterbury's Campus FM. I have the very great pleasure of welcoming into the studio now from the Rangiroa High School as part of the Young Enterprise Scheme, Elizabeth De Lima, all about Danceversity. Good afternoon, Elizabeth.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm really good.
Well, thanks for taking the time to come and tell us a little bit about your Young Enterprise Scheme. So tell us a little bit about you. What's Elizabeth?
I really love the performing arts, so singing, dancing, being on stage, and I also love working in the Lighthouse program at school, which is where the students with disabilities learn at Rangiroa High.
That's fantastic. Is there quite a lot of people involved in the Young Enterprise Scheme? Is there quite a few things going on?
The Young Enterprise Scheme is across the whole of New Zealand. So it's students competing against each other.
Ah, so that makes it really interesting then, doesn't
yeah.
it? So tell us a little bit more about the scheme itself and moreover, probably the Danceversity, you're part of it.
Yeah, so the scheme, there's four challenges you complete over the year. The validation, the mid-year pitch, the sales and marketing, and then the annual review. And you get points for those and they get added up and then you might win a prize at the end if you get enough points. So that's for the YES program. For Danceversity, it's obviously dancing, and it's for students with disabilities aged 5 to 22. And I've added in doing sign language within it and easy dance moves, so it's good for all people to keep up with.
I think that's a fantastic idea. So does it encompass, obviously the name itself suggests that it encompasses all students, you know, those that are able bodies as well as those that are perhaps challenged in some way or another. But does it include perhaps those who might have physical disabilities as well?
Yes, I've learned a lot from working in the Lighthouse program. There's one student who has very little motor control or like at all, and what you do, you tap her on her arms, like say if you're clapping your hands you would tap her hands and that's how she'll get engaged, or you can move her wheelchair back and forth and you can see she loves it.
Does she enjoy it? Oh, that's fantastic. So you're encouraging people to be involved
yes.
in this. So this Danceversity is a great idea. Why did you personally create it? What was the motivation?
Because of my love for dancing and working with these students, and I got told that there's not a lot of opportunities in the North Canterbury area for these students to have opportunities and activities designed for them.
Yeah, right.
Like there's some in Christchurch, but that's after school hours. You have to get in there, get back out.
Yeah, so it makes it a bit more difficult, doesn't it? And we do have a very, we do have rather a large population now in North Canterbury. It's surprising. And so you want to include as many people as you possibly can. So where do you think this Danceversity idea will go? Have you got any plans for the future with it?
It's definitely something that I want to continue into the future because I want to get a special education degree after hopefully I've gotten a degree in musical theatre.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations. I think this is a wonderful idea. And Elizabeth De Lima, thank you for coming in to talk to us about Danceversity. What do you personally think you'll get out of Danceversity?
I really like the enjoyment of being able to work with these students. And then especially when we did a showcase, we all got up on stage in front of over 200 people from Rangiroa High School. And we all sang a song and did the signs and dance for it. And it's just, you feel so proud and satisfied that you've managed to put this big thing on for these students who wouldn't normally do that.
That's fantastic. So do you get a good response from the audience as well?
Yes, a lot of clapping Fabulous. And cheering.
That's what you want to hear. You yes. want to hear the support from the audience, the larger audience. Thank you very much, Elizabeth, for coming in today to tell us all about Danceversity. Good luck with it, and I'm hoping we'll maybe have another chat later in the year.
Yeah, thank you.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Elizabeth. Elizabeth De Lima with her Danceversity as part of the Young Enterprise Scheme at Rangiroa High School.
Compass FM.